Are you a non-native English-speaking lawyer who has to work with legal systems outside your own jurisdiction? Understanding the differences between common law and civil law legal systems is crucial to effectively navigating the legal landscape of foreign countries. In this episode, we'll explore the major similarities and differences between these two legal systems and how they can affect legal practice and outcomes. Stay tuned to get a better understanding of these two legal systems and how to work within them with confidence. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's four is in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I'm Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Welcome to today's episode of For Legal English Podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Barrett. Today, we'll be exploring the similarities and differences between common law and civil law legal systems. Specifically, we'll be discussing why it's important for international lawyers working in both jurisdictions to understand these differences. As the world becomes more interconnected, lawyers are increasingly working on cases that involve multiple legal systems in multiple jurisdictions. Understanding the differences between these two legal systems is crucial to effectively navigating the legal landscape of foreign countries. Firstly, different legal concepts exist in common law and civil law systems. Lawyers who are not familiar with these concepts may have difficulty understanding legal documents and communicating with clients and colleagues. Secondly, common law and civil law systems have different legal procedures. Lawyers who are not familiar with these may have difficulty navigating the legal system and may make mistakes that could harm their clients' cases. Thirdly, with the globalization of legal practice, lawyers need to work within multiple legal systems. Understanding the differences between common law and civil law systems can help lawyers navigate these cases more effectively. Even if you don't practice directly in that other system, it is important to have knowledge and a good understanding of how that system operates. Finally, cross-border transactions often involve parties from different countries with different legal systems. Understanding the differences between common law and civil law systems can help lawyers negotiate and draft contracts that are enforceable in different jurisdictions. In summary, understanding the differences between common law and civil law legal systems is essential for international lawyers who want to practice law in an increasingly globalized world. In today's episode, we'll provide a brief history and definition of these two legal systems, discuss their major similarities and differences, and explore how these differences can affect legal practice and outcomes in different jurisdictions. Hope that you enjoy today's episode. At the end of the episode, make sure to go to the website and check out the show notes for this episode. You can go to four, as in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. That's forlegalenglish.com. And find the show notes for this episode. There's a quiz that's free to take. You don't have to leave your email or anything like that. Just complete the quiz and test your knowledge and understanding of today's episode. After you take it, let me know in the comments how you did. On to today's episode. Definition and brief history. The common law and civil law systems are two major legal systems in the world, and it's essential to have an understanding of their definitions and brief histories. The common law system originated in England and spread throughout the British Empire and subsequently to other parts of the world, including the United States, where I practiced. This system relies on judicial decisions and legal precedents, rather than only codified laws or statutes. It's characterized by a focus on case law and the doctrine of stare decisis, which means that courts must follow the precedent of previous court decisions in similar cases. This system allows for flexibility and adaptability, as judges can make rulings based on individual cases rather than being bound by strict rules or codes. On the other hand, the civil law system has its roots in ancient Roman law and the basis of legal systems in much of continental Europe, Latin America, and parts of Asia. This system is based on a comprehensive system of written codes and statutes rather than judicial decisions. It's characterized by a codified set of laws and a strong emphasis on legal theory and doctrine. Civil law is typically more prescriptive than common law, and judges are expected to interpret and apply the law in a more straightforward manner rather than making decisions based on individual cases. It's worth noting that both legal systems have their advantages and disadvantages. Common law is more flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances, while civil law is typically more comprehensive and easier to understand. The choice between the two systems often depends on cultural and historical factors, as well as the specific needs of a given society. I would argue that in the 21st century, these distinctions between common and civil law are much less distinct than they were in the past. You know, in the past, there were stark differences, but nowadays, they're much more, maybe much more similar than they are different. For example, in common law countries, we have a lot of statutes. We have a lot of code that we have to go through, whether it was made by Parliament or the Congress or government agencies making regulations. Common law judges deal a lot with written law, not just case law. And on the other side, in civil law jurisdictions, many countries now have some kind of Supreme Court or Constitutional Court, which does create its own case law. And you have international tribunals, such as the European Court of Human Rights, or the Court of Justice of the European Union, or even the appellate body of the World Trade Organization, all of which make binding case law. Whether it's de jure or de facto, it is binding, and it does have to be followed in future cases. Major similarities between common law and civil law legal systems. Both the common law and civil law legal systems share several similarities, despite their differences in origins and application. Here are some of the similarities. Firstly, both legal systems rely on written laws and legal codes to guide legal practice. In the civil law system, these written laws are typically codified into a civil code, while in the common law system, written laws are usually found in statutes enacted by legislatures. Secondly, both systems also rely on legal precedent. In the civil law system, legal precedent is considered persuasive but not binding, while in the common law system, legal precedent is binding on lower courts. Thirdly, both legal systems feature a hierarchy of courts, with each court having its own jurisdiction and authority. In both systems, the highest court in the hierarchy is responsible for interpreting and applying the law. Finally, both systems have specialized legal professions. These professions include lawyers, judges, and other legal professionals who are trained in the application and interpretation of the law. Despite these similarities, it's important to note that there are also significant differences between the two legal systems. Understanding these similarities and differences is crucial for lawyers who want to practice law in a globalized world. If you're enjoying today's episode, please subscribe. It would really help us out if you gave us 5 stars and a review. Remember to go to our website, 4 LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4LegalEnglish.com. Check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode. And I encourage you to comment. At the bottom of the show notes, you can leave a comment or ask a question. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. Our flagship course that we offer is Elemental Legal English. This is a completely online course that you can complete at your own pace. It has 12 modules,
which normally would be a 12-week semester course. There's plenty of learning content, as well as exercises to reinforce what you've learned. If you're looking to improve your vocabulary or understanding of legal English concepts, this is a great course to get started with. If you go to our website, look for Elemental Legal English, and I'll leave a link in the show notes as well.
Major differences between common law and civil law legal systems. Common law and civil law legal systems share similarities, but also have significant differences that can affect legal practice and outcomes. In this section, we'll discuss the major differences between common law and civil law systems. One of the fundamental differences between common law and civil law legal systems is the role of judges in interpreting and creating law. In common law legal systems, judges have the power to interpret and create law through their decisions in cases. These decisions become legal precedent and are binding on lower courts. In contrast, civil law legal systems place greater emphasis on written laws and codes enacted by legislatures and do not rely as heavily on judicial precedent. Another difference between the two legal systems is the flexibility in interpretation and development of law. Common law legal systems tend to be more flexible and adaptable to changing circumstances because of the ability of judges to create new law through their decisions. Civil law legal systems, on the other hand, are often more rigid and structured, with less flexibility for judges to interpret and develop the law. Reliance on written laws and legal codes is another significant difference between common law and civil law. Civil law legal systems are generally codified, meaning that the laws are written down in a comprehensive code that covers all areas of the law. Common law legal systems, on the other hand, rely less on written laws and codes and more on judicial precedent. And the statutes that are passed are often focused on one specific area, rather than a comprehensive legal code. Finally, there's a difference in the emphasis placed on legal scholars and legal doctrine. Common law legal systems tend to place a greater emphasis on legal scholars in the development of legal doctrine. In civil law legal systems, the focus is more on interpreting and applying existing legal codes and statutes. These differences can affect legal practice and outcomes in different jurisdictions. For example, in common law jurisdictions, lawyers and judges need to be familiar with legal precedent and the history of how the law has developed over time. In civil law jurisdictions, lawyers and judges need to have a deep understanding of legal codes and statutes. In conclusion, the differences between common law and civil law legal systems are significant and can have a profound impact on legal practice and outcomes. Lawyers who want to practice law in an increasingly globalized world need to be aware of these differences and understand how they may affect their clients' cases. Challenges faced by lawyers in a global legal field. Lawyers face a number of challenges when working in a legal system that is different from their own. One major difference is the difficulty in understanding legal documents, which can be complex and full of technical legal jargon. This can make it hard to accurately interpret legal documents and make informed decisions on behalf of clients. Another challenge is communication. Lawyers need to be able to effectively communicate with clients, colleagues, and judges in order to build strong cases and effectively represent their clients. This can be particularly challenging for non-native English speakers who may struggle with accents, idioms, and other aspects of the language. Navigating the legal system itself can be a challenge for lawyers from other jurisdictions. Different legal systems have different procedures and rules, and it can take time to become familiar with these processes. This can lead to mistakes or delays that can harm their clients' cases. Finally, making mistakes is a risk for any lawyer, but it can be particularly damaging when representing a client in an international case or a multi-jurisdiction case. Misunderstanding legal concepts, misinterpreting documents, or making errors in communication can all have serious consequences for a case. It's important for lawyers to be aware of these challenges and take steps to address them, such as working with a language tutor, seeking mentorship from experienced lawyers, or partnering with bilingual colleagues. Lexicon. Here's a list of lexicon words from today's episode. How well do you understand these words? If you want to learn more about these words, go to the show notes at forlegalenglish.com/podcast and look at this episode. Codified. Doctrine. Hierarchy. Judicial precedent. Jurisdiction. Legal jargon. Legal precedent. Prescriptive. Stare decisis. Codes. In conclusion, we have discussed the major similarities and differences between common law and civil law legal systems. While both legal systems share some commonalities, such as reliance on written laws and legal precedent, there are also significant differences in the role of judges, interpretation of law, and emphasis on legal doctrine. It is crucial for non-native English-speaking lawyers to understand these differences when practicing law in a foreign jurisdiction. Non-native English-speaking lawyers may face challenges such as difficulty in understanding legal documents, communicating with clients and colleagues, navigating the legal system, and making mistakes that could harm their clients' cases. However, with proper training and education, these challenges can be overcome. For those looking to learn more about common law and civil law legal systems, there are a variety of resources available, including online courses, textbooks, and legal blogs. Additionally, working with a mentor or seeking guidance from colleagues who have experience in the legal system can be a valuable asset. If you are looking to find out more, especially about how does a common law system work, how does judicial precedent work, what's the difference between binding and persuasive, for example, then I highly encourage you to check out my Elemental Legal English course. This is an online course that you can complete wherever you are on your own time. And it does explain a lot of the important common law concepts and how judicial precedent works and even how common law contracts are formed. So if you are interested in this, please check out that course, Elemental Legal English. In an increasingly globalized world, understanding the differences between common law and civil law legal systems is more important than ever. By recognizing these differences, non-native English-speaking lawyers can become more effective advocates for their clients and contribute to the advancement of the legal profession. Make sure to check out the show notes. In this week's episode also has a quiz. So take the quiz and check your understanding of today's episode. You can find it on the show notes at forlegalenglish.com. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The For Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.